This is Akashvani, the news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said next-gen GST reforms will come into force from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said the GST Bachat Utsav will begin tomorrow, allowing people to purchase goods of their choice at lesser prices. He added that these reforms will reshape the nation's growth story and bring significant benefits to the youth, the neo-middle class, farmers, women and entrepreneurs.
इस जीएसटी बचत उत्सव में आपकी बचत बढ़ेगी और आप अपनी पसंद की चीजों को और ज्यादा आसानी से खरीद पाएंगे। हमारे देश के गरीब, मध्यम वर्गीय लोग, न्यू मिडिल क्लास, युवा, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा।
Prime Minister Modi pointed out that his government prioritized GST after coming to power in 2014. He said dozens of taxes were abolished through the combined efforts of the centre and the states. He further noted that essential items, medicines and health insurance, among others, have been brought under the ambit of a 5% tax. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that over the past 12 years, 25 crore people have risen out of poverty.
पिछले 11 साल में देश में 25 करोड़ लोगों ने गरीबी को हराया है और गरीबी से बाहर निकल करके 25 करोड़ का एक बहुत बड़ा समूह नियो मिडिल क्लास के रूप में आज देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका अदा कर रहा है। इस नियो मिडिल क्लास की अपनी एस्पिरेशंस हैं, अपने सपने हैं और स्वाभाविक हैं। जब 12 लाख रुपयों का इनकम टैक्स में राहत हो जाए तो मध्यम वर्ग के जीवन में तो कितना बड़ा बदलाव आता है।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड हिज गवर्नमेंट इज मूविंग फॉरवर्ड विद द मंत्र ऑफ नागरिक देवो भव। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो मेड अ स्ट्रॉन्ग पिच फॉर स्ट्रेंथनिंग मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इन इंडिया। ही अर्ज्ड MSMEs टू प्रोड्यूस हाई क्वालिटी प्रोडक्ट्स दैट वुड ब्रिंग प्राइड टू द नेशन। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the new education policy is the formula for success in educating today's students. Addressing the Dakshin Path Summit at IIT Chennai today, the minister said that to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047, school education must undergo a paradigm shift to reduce dropout rates after higher secondary. He emphasized that the skill component in school education needs greater focus, which is why skill education has been introduced as a subject from the 6th standard under the new education policy. In Jammu and Kashmir, the holy town of Katra and the revered Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine atop Trikuta Hills are all set to welcome lakhs of devotees as the auspicious Navratri festival commences tomorrow. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the Shrine Board has made elaborate arrangements to ensure a spiritually enriching and smooth pilgrimage experience for visiting yatris. India and Pakistan are set to renew cricket's fiercest rivalry tonight in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Stadium. The match begins at 8 p.m. India time. The toss will carry its usual importance, but with dew unlikely to be a major factor, the winning side may well opt to set a target and bat first in this high-pressure contest. In badminton, Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty finished runners-up in the men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. Top-seeded world champions Kim Won-ho and Seo Seong-jae of South Korea defeated the Indian pair 21-19, 21-15 in the finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.